Good afternoon. May the Lord give you His peace. Welcome to this daily message of hope here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. This is Father Stosh Daly, joining you from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio on this Wednesday. As we consider the beautiful example of St. Joseph before us in the middle of the week, on this day that is traditionally set aside to venerating good St. Joseph, let us keep in mind how good St. Joseph seeks to intercede on our behalf, to love us and protect us, for we are disciples after the heart of his adopted son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us also keep in mind that in the Gospel according to Luke, St. Joseph is brought up several different times. In the first chapter, verse 26, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Then again, in the second chapter of Luke's Gospel, verse 4, and Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. Still yet again, in verse 16, and they went with haste, the shepherds went with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. In the Gospel according to Luke, St. Joseph is brought up several different times, and it's always with regard to reference of who he is and what he does, how he's with Our Lady, with the Christ child, or how he is a descendant of David. Let us keep in mind and treasure in our hearts that Jesus' legal claim to the throne of David comes about as a result of being adopted by St. Joseph, who was a member of the house in the tribe of King David. That's why he went back to Bethlehem during the great census. St. Joseph went to the city of Bethlehem to register as a part of the census that had been called about by Caesar Augustus. He took his betrothed, Our Lady, who was with child. They went to Bethlehem to register. And while there, the Lord Jesus is born. St. Joseph adopts the baby Jesus as his own son. St. Joseph takes the Christ child as his own son, teaching us how to not become so attached to things of this world, but rather to be filled with gratitude for the miracles and the gifts that God gives us in those moments that are perhaps least expected or in ways that are sometimes even unconventional. Let us also consider how St. Joseph, while there in Bethlehem, the city of David, was the first man to see the face of God in the flesh. St. Joseph was the first man to see the eyes and the smile, the nose, the face, the sleeping face of the baby who is God, God in the flesh, our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Joseph is the first man, the first individual, the first person to behold the mother and child. If you can think about how many different images you've seen of Our Lady and the baby Jesus, all of the different representations, all of the different images, statues, paintings, reliefs, sculptures, indoor and outdoor pieces of artwork that depict the mother and child, who was the very first person to see the mother and the son, the mother and child, Our Lady and the Christ child. The very first person to see them together was St. Joseph. He saw Our Lady immediately grasp the baby Jesus after he was born. St. Joseph is the one who protected them, who provided for them in their moment of need. That's why when we enter into the litany of St. Joseph, we go through so many different beautiful titles. Noble Son of the House of David, pray for us. Well, we call him the Noble Son of the House of David because he's of David's lineage. That's why he goes back to Bethlehem during the great census. Light of the Patriarchs. What a beautiful title for St. Joseph. Light of the Patriarchs. It's because it's through St. Joseph that all of his ancestors are able to then lay their eyes upon the light of God. The patriarchs of the Holy Faith announced to the people guided the people, protected the people as they awaited the coming of the Lord. And Saint Joseph was the first to be able to see the light of God present among the human race in the Christ child. Husband of the Mother of God, guardian of the Holy Virgin, foster father of the Son of God, faithful guardian of Christ. Think of these different titles of Saint Joseph that the Church gives to us to cry out in our prayer. Faithful guardian of Christ. Do we fully appreciate and understand what that means? Saint Joseph had to guard, he had to protect God in the flesh during his most vulnerable years. Guardian of Christ, head of the Holy Family, Saint Joseph, chaste and just. Two qualities that in today's world are sorely lacking. In so many of our hearts, we need to beg God for an increase in the virtues, to beg God for an increase in chastity and justice. If in our hearts we are in need of chastity and justice, let us cry out to Saint Joseph, understanding his profound, his deep, his protective love of the Christ child and all of the qualities that he would have had to possess in great quality and quantity so as to be so close to God in the flesh, especially when Jesus was so vulnerable as a baby, as an infant, as a toddler, as a child, as a young man. He's the guardian of Christ. Saint Joseph, chaste and just, prudent and brave. Think of how Saint Joseph would have been cautious to make sure that with prudence and fortitude, he had to be brave in guiding the Holy Family. Obedient and loyal. He is the pattern of patience, the lover of poverty, the model of workers, example to parents, the pillar of family life, comfort of the troubled, hope of the sick, patron of the dying, terror of evil spirits, protector of the church. Let us keep in mind how Saint Joseph is the great patron saint of those who are dying. Well, why? Well, Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the dying because if we consider how he would have died, who would not want to fade from this life into the next in the same way? With Our Lady at one side and God in the flesh, our Lord Jesus Christ at the other. He's the patron saint of a happy death. So if we know someone in our family or from among our friends who perhaps is terminally ill or is who actively dying, ask Saint Joseph to be their intercessor, to pray on their behalf, so that they may open their minds and hearts to the presence of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, so that they may be open to the tender affection of our Mother and Queen, Our Lady. Saint Joseph, terror of evil spirits. What an interesting title given to Saint Joseph, terror of evil spirits. Well, why? Once again, because he was the guardian of Christ, the protector of the Holy Family, the protector of the church. Because he had strong self-possession, because he knew who he is on earth and in heaven. Saint Joseph knows who he is. Evil cannot get into his mind. Evil cannot get into his heart because he is the great man who is both chaste and just, both prudent and brave, obedient and loyal. Saint Joseph is a great enemy of the devil, of evil spirits. So if we find ourselves being afflicted with bad thoughts, evil thoughts, if we find ourselves being tempted with impurity or words against charity, or we find ourselves, you know, sliding into those conversations of gossip or things that just don't need to be said, let us ask our good patron, Saint Joseph, to intercede on our behalf. We are members of the church. We are brothers and sisters of the Lord Jesus Christ, sons and daughters of God the Father. And as members of the church, we are members of the family of God. And as members of the family of God, Saint Joseph is very close to us, desiring for each one of us true and everlasting holiness, true and everlasting union with God in the flesh. Saint Joseph wants us to see what he sees, the face of Jesus, the eyes of Jesus. He wants us to behold the Lord. He wants us to know just how much we are loved. in the invocation of the Litany of St. Joseph, we hear, God made him master of his household. And then we respond, and put him in charge of all that he owned. Now think of the qualities that would have to be found in a creature for God the Father to choose that creature, that man, to be in charge of the Lord's household. All of those powerful, beautiful qualities. Now think of your father. Think of perhaps your husband, your brothers, your sons, your nephews, your grandsons. Think of your priests. Think of that man in your life. Ask St. Joseph to intercede on his behalf. And for the men who are listening, do not be afraid to turn to St. Joseph. Knowing the qualities that are exhibited by good St. Joseph, on this Wednesday in the middle of the week, let us ask good St. Joseph to intercede on our behalf, that all of us, that we may each be more open to the face of God, more open to following the Lord wherever he wants us to go, more open to how the Lord will come to us in ways and means and times and places that we do not plan or that are not conventional or that are not in our vision. In remaining faithful to the Lord, we have to be flexible so as to appreciate how the Lord comes to us day in and day out. With this daily message of hope, this is Father Stosh Daily on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Good St. Joseph, pray for us.